Parshas Bechukosai. So in the pasuk lechura, the psukim are giving the yudim the way in which things will happen if Chaisel does good, and you have if they do good, you get the gishmeichem and so on and so forth. Then there's the safra, the Torah's Kanim dashens it in a different way. So Pashas, this is Bechukosai, should be an ongoing parasha that whenever Klai Yisrael is not Yisrael, they do good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps them, and when they do bad, they get the Teichacha. That's just like the Teichacha is Nogea all the time. It's Nogea by Chum Bayis Rishon, Chum Bayis Sheni. Lechura, the brachas are also like that. Safra dashens it differently. It says, V'nasati V'nosna ha'aretz Yevula Loi keder shu'oysa achshav El keder sh'osa b'merdum arishon U'menayin sh'aretz Asir alias nizras V'oysa peiris ben yoyma Talmud loyma zeich Asa nifloysav V'chein otat sh'aretz deshe. So the first thing is Nasa'aretz Yevula means on the same day that you'll plant, you'll get results. Eitz asadi temperioi Loi keder sh'oysa achshav that the eights will give payers immediately. Ben yoymai. Minayish eights osid lias nechal tamaloma eights pri. That the eights itself will be pri. Uminayin sheafiloni srakasin lias oisin payers tamaloma eights asadi temperioi. So you have here, and Rashi brings this one specifically, of all of that whole group of things, Rashi brings Eitz HaSodeh, Ilon Yisrak, Asin Lassus Peiris. I think because I'm doing the Pasuk of Eitz HaSodeh. So Luchur, all of these Yehudim are not, L'chatchila, not set up for the regular Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni. I don't think they ever were meant to be that way until the Gula Shleima. You know, I guess the Gula Shleima could have happened then, but the Klolos, you see, the Teichachas all happened b'shas the ongoing Tkufa Klai Yisrael, and that we assume to be normal. This over here, the brachas, we don't seem to have it that way. The brachas are l'chatchila for Lasid Lovo, and it's hard to understand why would the brachas be given with the Lasid Lovo in mind when really we're talking about the ongoing Mahalach. Secondly, it's also the brachas over here are, in other words, they're wonderful things. But the question is, klapi the person lemay nafkimina. When you have lemoshel klolos, so this type of sickness, hunger, sword, all of them are things that hurt, not bad. If I tell a person you'll have plenty of food, a lot of food, always more than enough, that's fine. Why in the world do I need to have? What's the difference if I plant and a year later crop grows, and from that point onwards I'm always getting like a farmer who's very successful always has food, so it takes a year to grow. We have enough fruit trees. If the apple trees give us enough apple, I don't need that the maple trees should start growing pears. I mean, it's interesting. But there's just a gavul to how much I could eat. If it's a toisefes of ribuy, if it's a toisefes of things for the person, like the klolos are toisefes of tzoros for the person, they're not eating anything. There's enough fruits to eat as it is. And the fact that it's going to grow a day later doesn't really give much to me. I haven't stored up anyway. People, that's their hold. I mean, there's no rebus in that. That is a general shaila trying to understand these Yehudim. Why Moisa Mashiach crops in over here? And secondly, where is it Moisa something to Adam? Another Nakuda here is, there's a Machlokes in the Gemara, if the Moisa Mashiach there's going to be any change in the Teva or not. The Shmuel says no. The only difference is Shibud Malchius. And the Rambam Paskins like that. He's Noita like that. It's Paskins, but he's Noita like that. Not the Tezan Zashita. Luchura here, you have Mufurshat Taras Karnim, which is Tanoim, that says that there's going to be changes. The Gemara says, mainly Gemara, you could say it's a Amaroim, but here it's a Taras Karnim that it's going to be changes everything's going to happen very quickly, and so on and so forth. If you hold Ein Bein Moisa Mashiach L'Olam Hazeh Ela Shuv B'Malchus B'Levad, how do you understand it? How does the Rambam deal with it, and so on? One more nekuda over here on this of Eitz Asod Yitain period, which is it's remarkable because it's less of a Tosefes Bracha than the other ones. For instance, the fact that food will grow quicker, I can say it's a shtickle Tosefes Bracha that I can, as soon as I decide I want soyrim, I put in a soyrim and it starts growing. But Atzei Srak Yitain Eitz Asod Yitain period. A person has a tract of land, and he has a decision of what aids him to be mashdil. So he takes, if he needs fruits, he takes fruit trees and puts them in. If he wants shade or whatever else the Atzei Srak are good for, the wood, the leaves, so he does that. What's the rabusa if I'm to plant a maple tree and to get a pre out of it? There's no rabusa out of that because I don't need it. It's a manifshach. Either I take an eitz pri, and I take that, or I have a different use for the eitz rak. The eitz rak a person plants for noi, for something like that. That is a nakuda that needs to be understood. One more point over here, which is really, I guess, in a sense, going to the heart of the inyan over here. We learned in the Maral last week that he says there are three types of brias. There are three types of inyanim that a Kadosh Baruch Hu relates to the world with. He relates to the world mitzad kiyum. In other words, we are because a Kadosh Baruch Hu made us. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Boir Olam, and mitzad the Sheirish, mitzad the kiyum. So there are things that a person needs that without that he absolutely has no kiyum. Food lemashal. That a person bread, which is the muscle that he uses, the inyan that he uses, the morale is bread. Without bread, a person has no kiyum. Noisin lechem lechol basa. That's the ongoing bria of the adam, because you don't have an adam without the bread. There's a second type of bria, which is not essential, but it's lacking. It's noticed in its absence. So shemen and yain over there, where the those are things that a person would be deficient without them, just like a limb, the muscle. A person can survive without a limb, but he's deficient. Those are inyanim that a person is mesiaches to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are needs of a person, not kiyum, but needs. And as a third diagram, the Maral says, things that are meisers, that are extra, like in the muscle, peiros, te'ena, tamarim, those are things that they are pleasant, they make life more pleasant than we have, and they add to the quality of life, let's use such an expression, but they're not essential, and you're not deficient if you don't have it. Like dessert, after meal, it adds to the meal, but if you don't have it, you're not missing anything. That is the third cargo. The question is, that's a bria that was put into the etzem bria. It's Eitzei Sepri. Peiros Bederach Klal on Nitfas as Moisris. And that's what the Moral says. Bederach Klal Peiros are the things that are sweet, extra, and so on. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Pri, an Eitz Pri, and it's Oisa Pri Liminehu. And it creates Peiros of its Min. It's true that it does it. But does it make sense that should be listed as a metzias b'tnei atzma? Does it make sense, l'moshel? The pasuk should say HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a chita that gives a person bread. So that's that we understand where it's coming from. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, and he prepared for him sustenance. He prepared for him the etzem, things that give life. But what's the pshat? He created an extra thing, a pri. You're talking in Breishis, you're talking about things that are essential to the bria. And things that are essential to the bria, you need things that are essential for the very kiyum of the bria. If the bracha on peiros, like Maralik Meirich, the bracha on peiros is al kol masha barasa, things that you don't really need, things that are extra, things that are luxury. So why in the world would we have any why wouldn't they list it in the Bria as important Bria? There's so many millions of items that are not listed in the Bria, and it's fine. The Bria is not meant for that. So why in the world do we list Paris, which Chazal Kaveya belong to the category of luxury and so on and so forth? Though that's the Inyan. So in the Inyan of Yehudim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put, he gave these very strange Yehudim, it expresses itself most strongly by Ilan Yisrak, that he says over here, and we have to try to understand the Etzim Inyan of Paris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world, that is not any it doesn't have any essence to it, and all it is just Lahanis Bnei Adam, some extra thing and so on. So let's try to understand a little bit the tefisa of a person, where a person is tefis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. Every single person's metzias has a sheirish built into it, and the sheirish is existence, chios. We commonly understand that a person gives everything for his existence. A person struggles for survival in a strong way, and the stronger the person feels this threatens his survival, the stronger he will react to it. So the automatic assumption is that a person's strongest sense of chiyus lies in his kiyum, and his shayrus, I want to be, I want to continue to be, and so on and so forth. The truth is, it's not quite like that. The Gemara says, and when Chazal give a melitza, the melitza is measured till the end. It says, "Yoyse mima shahaegel roitzelinaik hapor roitzelahonik." More than the calf is starved for food, the cow wants to give. So it's a melitza, but Chazal didn't waste the time melitzas. We're not talking about the physical pain of having milk that's not being pumped, or having a calf that's not or a calf not having food. You're talking more about the teichen of it. And the teichen of it is that a person was created with two poles in his being. There's the sheirish of where I'm coming from, my existence, and then there's the sheirish of what am I producing. If a person needs to produce, a person needs to feel that he's giving something, and that there's tachlis in his metzias. If he doesn't have the tachlis, then he has no metzias. Because our muskel rishon, our first glance is distorted. We think HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us to be us, and then we can produce. The truth is HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us to produce, and the kiyum is contingent on the production. Even on a derech, even derech hateva, if we look around us, people get older. The people who live longer are the ones that remain productive. Whereas a person whose sense about himself is he's finished, he begins to shrivel up and to disintegrate mentally, physically, emotionally. That is the inner core of the metzias, and the reason is. And this is there's an amkus to this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the very core, the very germ of a person's existence, is the rutzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that a person produce something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created beings for a tachlis. So tachlis is included in the very metzias, in the essence of the bria, tachlis is included. It's not an afterthought. It's like I buy sometimes a little brickbat or something like that, and I say to myself, well, I'll find some use for it. So that thing can lay around doing nothing until you find a use for it. But if I buy something as a car and it's not performing, I junk it. If I buy something as an appliance and it's not performing, I junk it. It depends on what the Sheirish Debriya was. Adam's Sheirish Debriya wasn't that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted people around. And then he says, well, I guess I got to keep them busy. What are we going to find for them to do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Tachlis is the Yesod of the Bria, and B'meila that's what's there. We say Im Eina Nili Mili. If a person doesn't do for himself, no one else will do for him. A person has to do himself. But Ukshani Latzmi Mo'ani. If a person sees his metzias onto himself, so then he does not exist. It's a much harsher problem than the problem of imena nili mili. Imena mili is I can be helped, but no one else is going to help me except for me. I have to start to myself. But if there's no tachlis to the person, shanila atzmi money means I don't have a metzias, because metzias rests. The metzias is the person. And tachlis is the person. And if there's no tachlis, there's no metzias. When it's shanila atzmi means I see my kiyum as being self-fulfilling, there is no such thing. And the person doesn't have a metzias if the person's metzias is to stay in itself, and that's it. The Tzina made him that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria in an oifen where Tachlis is the Etzem Metzias, and everything else is layered around it as Hecha Timtza. That is the Metzias of the Bria. The place where you see it, the place where you see it within the Bria, most pronounced, is in the world of Paris. That Paris is something where every other thing, a wheat, is something that it is within itself. A higher being, an animal, eats the wheat. A person eats the wheat. But I don't see that the wheat is there to do something else. In an Eitz Pri, my tfisa is that the Eitz is a hechatimtza for that which he produces. You know, it's the deher that something is a hechatimtza for something else. That the Bria of Eitzim, of Ilanis in the world, is there for something else, that I deher in Ilan specifically. When we speak about when the Maral says that there's three levels of Nivroim, there's essential, there is something which produces a deficiency but it's not absolutely critical or essential, and there are those things that are extra. So what is the pshat in those things? What is the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the Bria, things that are extra? The teretz is, we said a little bit in different way from Shabbos, but it's the same nekuda. Those inyanim that a person perceives as essential. If you ask a person, why are you working? If the answer is, because I would starve to death without working, at some point a person will get tired of it. A person will give up because nobody likes to work just to sustain himself. A person needs to feel the so-called, what we call extras, are the things that a person is working for. I Baruch Hashem, I'm able to be Mekayim myself, and I saved up for this, this, and that. I'm able to do that, the others, and so on. In the simplest level, that's why a person wants to work for a goal, not for to keeping himself afloat. But keeping himself afloat, a person gives up at some point. To work for things that he wants and enjoys. So the things that are quote-unquote extra, There's no extras. It sounds like Hashem doesn't create a world with extras. The extras are those in Yonim that a person perceives as tachlis. A child is typhus, that when the mother says, if you're not going to get dessert if you don't eat the meal, he's typhus. Good, I have to eat the meal, but the tachlis in the meal is the dessert. That's the way with typhus, the chelik nabir, that's called, that's extra, that's called payers and so on. So in a sense, the world of payers that Hashem created is something which is the tachlis of the bria. We dehare that everything in the world's tachlis lays not in itself, but something outside. Is the same side. An eagle wants to be yoinik because it wants to exist. It wants to be. That has a certain darga of existence. And and the struggle for survival is very powerful, but it goes to a certain point. The Parah Reitza Lahonik taps into that nekuda of tachlis. What am I for? A mother whose tachlis is the children will keep on desperately mothering even long past when it's necessary or good even. But because it's her essence. If she feels worthless, if she feels she's not needed, then she has no more existence. It's very interesting. Chana, when she was mispalel for children, it says she said Shadayim alolu lama, Rechem alolu lama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world. Everything has to find its tachlis, and if something doesn't have a tachlis, its existence is in question. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me kelim for children and I don't have children? The Shadayim and the Rechem are the part that's right to Lohanik. And if a person doesn't have it had to be Mainik, then he's lacking much more than if he's lacking his existence. That's also the reason, for instance, why people will be Meisei Nefesh. If survival for the fittest is what drives a person more than anything else, then why would a person be Meisei Nefesh? Yes, he thinks it's Olam Haba and so on and so forth, but it's deeper than that. Given the stark choice between continuing to live a purposeless existence, as when a person is Mechal Hashem, to living an to giving up existence and becoming tachlis, become part tachlis, that then the person does that. In the world ketikunoi, the tachlis was very, very clearly aligned with the production of the tachlis. That was the metzius of the world, that the tachlis came, was hand in hand, because it's supposed to be like that. If tachlis is meant to be the inner existence of things, then it should be as close as possible to the Shirish. When there's a gap, when we're going through a long tkufa of purposelessness, then our very existence is questioned. And that's why it says L'moshel by Adam and Chava, it says they in one day they were born. It says they went up on the bed 2 and they came down 4. The pshat is because the bria was kitikunoi, and in the bria that's kitikunoi, the tachlis and the peiris are very close to the shayrish, because it's hainohach. This is me. This is what I'm working for, and this is what I have. With the kilkel of klala, what happened was this whole process became dampened. Just like, and see the mida keneged mida. Adam Arishan, had he not sinned, his tachlis of bria would have been adjacent to his teichat timtza. He would have been born on Friday and gone into Gan Eden on Shabbos. There would have been no hefsik between the two. When he was mekalkel, the Ramchal says that he's going to reach the same destination, But Muslim Adavadema, if you have to travel from Washington to Baltimore, you can do it by going northwards. You can do it by going southwards. The difference is it 40 miles or is it 25,000 miles? That's the only difference. The Adam now took the long route of Chet and Kilkul and Tikkun and so on. So the Mida Keneged Mida was that in the Bria itself, Tachlis and Toelis became split off from the Metzias of the thing itself. And that's why the Eitz and the Peiris didn't have the same taste, even though it happened before. But everything is Begrur of Adam, it's Pasha. The Peiris started coming late, there was a Klala, everything, there was a big gap. It says, Asad Lavo, the loaves of bread are going to grow on the tree. Gluskois. It's also the pshat, because why should I need a whole processing from where I am to where I'm going to? I mean, if the tree is supposed to produce, it'll produce a loaf of bread, not a wheat that I have to grind, that I have to sift, that I have to knead, and so on and so forth. That was the chet and the kilkel of Adam HaRishon in the teva, and it's a kilkel of the etzem teva, because like we said before, the core of the teva was tachlis. And Shabbos was called Tachlis. So Friday is the Mishnah Torah, Shabbos is the Tachlis. They're supposed to be adjacent. They're supposed to be together. And they split off. And when it says L'moshel D'Akadosh Baruch Hu, it was exact. D'Akadosh Baruch Hu, since he knows the times, he splits it exactly. It's part of that inyan that the Tachlis and the Echetimtza are supposed to be touching. If I have a buffer zone, L'moshel, Bein HaShmoshes for us is neither Mishnah Torah Be'er Shabbos nor it's Yechol B'Shabbos. It's a gap between the Mishnah Torah to the Yechol, and that's a pagam. We have to do it. It's the only way we can do it. But the emes is that the two should dock with each other. The Torah of Erev Shabbos and the Yechol B'Shabbos should be contiguous. That is really the way it should be. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maftiach the Yehudim, and this is the Maral says it in his Rebbe, actually, the Motche Gabbai, Avodas HaKodesh, says the same thing. He says, it's not a steer to Shmuel, all these inyanim, that the eights, pre, and so on and so forth, are going to give their pairs right away, and all of the inyanim here that seem to be extraordinary. It's because there is a... It's because this is the real Metzias. It's not the Pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make a Shinui HaTeva to something that wasn't the embracious, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make Nisim and the flaws that were not there at Brachus. This was there at Brachus. Exactly the Inyanim that Chazal choose over here to describe are Inyanim that this is the way the Bria should be. It's not the only that happened to be Maaseh Brachus. This is what Adam is. The Chet was Mekalklit, and when we take the Chet away, we're left with the way things were before. That Ra'al says it, and that was a Kaddish. I want to be mizbein on a certain nekuda here. We always talk about to ourselves when we make a cheshbon nefesh. When the moral dilemmas are when we're doing something that's wrong. Should I do this? I don't know if it's right. It might be also. They say it's not good. Whatever it is, that's for us the struggles we have. Yetzirah and so on and so forth. That's the world of struggles that we have. Mitzvah says is also, if you have a clear chiyuv, it's a chiyuv now to learn Krishna, I have to do it, don't have to do it. That's where our world of Nisoyan and his bonus comes in. But there's a much deeper in it. There's a Lashon, there's a Mais in the Zohar, the Sfarim bring it down, somebody had a nes done for him. And I forgot who was turned to him and said, "Lav lemigano of the nisa." HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not do nisim for nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do things for nothing. In other words, everything in the Bria has a clear arrow that it's going to. The Kiloidava Reku. Torah, when Moshe Rabbeinu is saying Torah is not empty. In other words, there's Paris to it. It's going someplace. V'mreiku mikem ureik. There's a hisbeinus a person needs to ask himself. What does empty time mean? What does empty money mean? In other words, we think like this. I got in money. I have a chunk of time. Well, now let's make a decision. Let's see if let me see if I want to do something with it, or good or not. That already is a wrong perspective. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, He gave us with a tachlis. It's not I have money. It's a neutral state. Now I'm decide I want to be a mitzvah man and I'm going to go give tzedakah with it. I have a big chunk of time that became available. You know what? How about if I learn it now? Wouldn't that be great? That's looking at it wrong. The right perspective is lovely meginah kavd. Everything I get is it starts by being earmarked. It doesn't start with the available resource, and then I can make a decision what to do with it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends something for a reason. Every single koyach that a person has, everything that a person has, whether it's his personality, whether it's his brains, whether it's his different kohos that he has, every single bit of it has tachlis in its core. The mahalach of Kilkul in the Bria is that we are distant from the tachlis. And therefore, there are plenty of things floating in our lives that are just floating around. Not bad, not good, but stam. They're just floating around because when I decide I want to do something good, I'll make use of it. But it's not like that. Nothing's floating around. Everything comes. The reason came before. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said I want so and so to help this person, let me send him in the tools he needs for it. That's the way it started. I want this and this person to be mishtalim. I want him to become a shalom in a certain oifin, and therefore I am sending him these and these abilities and resources. That's what it really is. There's no reik by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo yidav reiku. The thing about Torah is not, Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, it's not speaking about its emes or shek. It's not reik. It's not empty. Everything has in itself a tachlis. Everything has in itself a purpose. And lav lemigana kavda. Nothing was created stam. A person's real cheshbon nefesh is with averus you can do tshuva, that's fine. A mitzvah, a clearly defined mitzvah essay that's in front of us is we can also do tshuva on it. Those are the easier areas because it's a mechanical in a certain sense. I was supposed to do this, I didn't do it. I'm not allowed to do this, I did it. Fine, for that there's mahalchim, clear mahalchim of tshuva and tikkun. But there's another shaila, that another big question mark. The same question mark kind of said, Shadayim Eilu Lama. Rechaim Lama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me this. It's a talent. It's a resource. What am I supposed to do with it? Where do I go with it? The you know, Lekach Neitzarta. What's its purpose? I sometimes we're bewildered. We don't find an easy purpose. But more often, we just don't feel like the obligation. So if a person has X amount of talent in some way, he doesn't feel that that he has a great obligation to use it out every bit and to do with it. Because I have great talent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me in, $1 million. I decide to give X amount of my money with it. It's gewaldic. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a tremendous voice. I'll use it to support myself with it to something else. But there's no sense of macho vasi balomi on the pratim of a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave everything in the world is an eitz pri oisa pri l'minehu. Everything has its min and everything has peiros. The first mitzvah, the mitzvah of having children, is called Piriya Verivya, giving peiros. A person, the makom of bris milah is the makom of shalomoisa peiros, because it says v'araltim is piriyoi. The world hinges not around ourselves, but around our peiros. It's the hefech. The tfisa of the world, of the olam shikra around us, is a person is a person. It's him. He has a career. He has this, that. Having children is one of the nice things you can have in life. And you make a decision whether you want, when you want, if you want one, if you want two. So that's the mitzias of the stachlus on it. Because, of course, I'm me, and the tachlus of myself is realized within myself, and anything else is extras. The Torah teaches us that the tachlus of Adam lies in the peiros that he produces. In every oifet, vishinatal vanecha elat palmidim. There's every a person that gives peiros, that's his tachlis. There's an extraordinary afchana in Lashon Kodesh that you don't find in any other language. Again, I'm not sure, I can't think of all languages, but the languages that we're familiar with. In English, Lamashal, there are trees, many trees. There are fruit-bearing trees. That's a special class of trees. They are a minority of the trees. They have a unique characteristic that they bear fruits that people can eat. Very, very, that's the right way to categorize it. In Lashon Kodesh, the other way around, you have Ilone Srak. There are barren trees, empty trees. What does it mean, barren, empty trees? 99% of trees don't give fruit, and a small percentage gives fruit. So why would I categorize everything else? It's like I would say there are people who have triplets and people who don't. Triplets is the unusual one. The peiros is the unusual one. So why call everything else Ilani Srak? It's and what it means barren. It doesn't. It means it's as if that would be the normal expectation of tree. The Torah says yes, it is. Every single tree was created. The bria of a tree is for the peiros. The quote unquote extra means that's not what was there now, but what's more than that. In a certain sense, a person stells himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu most strongly in that oifin. A person, a balchai, every balchai survives. Every balchai who has more brain power, he uses it to survive better. But the idea that a person has a tachlis, and a tachlis lays outside of the person, to make that conscious maisa is only people are shaykh to it. Because that's a certain nekuda of das alekimenet. That a person can say everything here is for something. That's specific to Adam and that's his ikar nekuda bria. It's especially now we're coming to tkufas when there's a lot of quote unquote free time, dead time, empty sturm, there's no